Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 8th, 1952, engineers successfully installed the first ever steel bridge in Barbados. This was the 110-foot bridge spanning the Bell Gully. It was designed to carry a 20-inch water main from the Bell pumping station, which had been built between 1926 and 1944, to Grandview and Britain's Hill reservoirs, and so augment the water supply for some of the island's most populated communities. According to the Barbados Advocate, the acting governor, Robert Noel Turner, and Mrs. Turner visited the area to witness and celebrate the installation of the 18-ton steel structure. The new steel bridge at the Bell was designed by Crown agents in Glasgow and was set in place by a team of engineers, surveyors, and draftsmen from the island's waterworks department. The operation to install it over the 80-foot deep Bell Gully was itself a considerable feat of engineering. According to the Advocate, two heavy tractors, one on either side of the gully, as well as winches and blocks to reduce the strain caused by the weight of the bridge, were used. The tractor on the south bank held the strain, and a winch was used to move it across inch by inch. At one point, the bridge swayed slightly in the strong breeze, but was quickly righted by blocks and tackles on both sides. Finally, at approximately 2:50 p.m., celebration erupted as the bridge was finally lowered securely into place. Some of the key people behind the engineering feat were E.C. Parfitt, the mechanical engineer, L. Emptage, junior engineer, R.P.W. Carter, surveyor and draftsman, G.A. Johnson, superintendent, Mr. Richardson, inspector, and W.H. Garrod, chief engineer. It is remarkable to note that 70 years after its installation, the steel bridge installed at the Bell on this day in 1952 remains in place, although the entrance from My Lord's Hill was closed off some years ago. The bridge to this day shows little or no sign of corrosion.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.